Well, hey now, hey now, hey now. I would hold that applause until the very end because I'm not sure you're going to like the way this show is going tonight. That said, little bit under the weather. In fact, I'm not a little bit under the weather. I'm a little bit under a planet. It's just one of those days. My health goes up, my health goes down. This is a day where the health is definitely down. So we kind of have four options going into this evening's show. We can, one, just call in sick and not do a show at all and leave you very complexed about why a person who does a show 5 days a week magically just skips a day. We could go with option two. We could just somehow pull out of our ass an entire podcast about how we're not feeling well. We could go with option three, which is something I've threatened from the beginning. In lieu of an actual podcast, I will just recite my favorite Rudyard Kipling poem. It goes by the name of If. Or four, maybe, just maybe, I can rack my brain and come up with a story that I hope you will find entertaining. Luckily for you, perhaps not luckily for me, we'll see which way this bird flies, but we've decided to go with option four. I remembered back when I was telling jokes, when I was getting booed off comedy stages left and right all over New England, I had this one story which typically did pretty well. And this story, I promise you, is absolutely true. It involves one of my favorite families, former in-laws of mine. And that's one of the hard things about getting divorced is you have this big giant family of in-laws, and then one day you don't. For the sake of this story, however, and I hope the former family, the former in-laws will forgive me for here, if every time I refer to someone as a former in-law, it's just going to make the whole thing too damn clunky. So for the sake of this exercise, for the sake of this story, can we just refer to them as in-laws and realize in your mind now I'm referring to former in-laws. These are still people that I love to death. This is a story that involves four entities that I'm going to need you to keep track of, all right? There's only four entities in this story that I need you to follow, and these are the entities. One, my deeply religious sister-in-law. A deeply religious sister-in-law, she's number one. Number two, her husband, or former husband now, unfortunately, brother-in-law, who is a musician. All right, so you have the sister-in-law, you have the brother-in-law. And here's where things start to get interesting, because the third major entity in this story is God. Yes, I'm talking about the man upstairs again during Lent. And then even more perplexing, the fourth entity in this story is the family dog, all right? So these are the four entities involved in this particular tale. You have the sister-in-law, you have the brother-in-law, you have the G-O-D, the man upstairs, and then you have the family dog, all right? I promise you, this story is true as it was told to me. I could barely believe it then. I can barely believe it now. But everyone involved stands by it. I am not embellishing this story one iota. And I don't even know what an iota is. God forbid anyone ever ask me to spell the word iota, because I'm just going to look at you with a blank stare. Here's how this story goes. My brother-in-law was a musician based out of Atlanta and a band that did very well to the point that they would go on tour. They were leaving from Atlanta to go on tour. They were getting on the tour bus. The family waves goodbye. They wish you luck, wish you luck. Shortly after they leave, my deeply religious sister-in-law gets this feeling, gets this overwhelming sensation that something is going to go wrong. She doesn't know what it is, but it haunts her. To the point that my deeply religious sister-in-law gets down on her hands and knees and prays, "Dear God, if something is going to happen to the tour bus on tour, don't let anyone get hurt. Don't let anyone die. If something has to happen to someone," and this is the prayer, "if something has to happen to someone, let that something be the family dog." All right? Amen. So this is the prayer. "Keep my husband safe. If something goes wrong, make sure it happens to the family dog." Fast forward 3 hours later, the tour bus that my brother-in-law was on a bad accident on a Georgia highway. He was in his bunk. He was thrown from the bunk. 911, emergency, ambulances, taken to the hospital. But luckily, it was just broken ribs, a few other bruises, a few other contusions. But he was going to be okay. All right? So they're 3 hours away. Frantically, my sister-in-law drives to the hospital, very concerned, because obviously this is scary when someone you love, when your spouse is involved in this kind of serious accident. So the spouse gets to my sister-in-law, gets to the hospital, and thank God, thank Jesus Christo, despite the injuries, no one dies, nothing is life-threatening, no one is requiring any kind of amputation, no one is requiring any kind of surgery, and based on the look of the tour bus, this is truly a miracle, truly a miracle. And as she is sitting in the hospital room, holding her then husband's hand, thanking God for all the luck and the blessings they have received, you'll never guess what happens next. A phone call from their family home back in Atlanta, Georgia. It was their teenage daughter in tears calling their mother. The teenage daughter back home in Atlanta, my sister-in-law had fled to go meet up with my brother-in-law after the tour bus crash. The words out of the daughter's mouth are as follows. She's in tears. She doesn't know what to do. She thinks she's in the midst of the worst day of her life. And maybe she was, because this is what happened. Not only was she scared to death because her dad was in this bad accident, luckily he's okay, but she's crying. And you know why she's crying? She can't believe it. She has to inform her mother that the family dog is now dead. I don't know why you're clapping. I don't know that this is the happiest end to this story, but what a story. Again, I am not, to the best of my knowledge, I am not embellishing. Remember the four entities in play: my deeply religious sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, God the man upstairs, and the family dog, who at the end of this, the answer to prayers, ends up dead. unfortunately. That is that's a story. There is no chapter two. There is no chapter three. That completes this evening's story. Hopefully tomorrow. Now just let your wheels spin on that one for a while. Just let the old wheels spin. And hopefully I am feeling better tomorrow. And hopefully you are in the midst of your best day ever. And remember, if you get some kind of premonition that something horrible is going to happen to a member of your family, remember, drop to your knees and pray that it's just the family pet. I mean, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know enough about religion. I don't know enough about anything to qualify this story in any way other than saying it's one of the most effed up stories I've ever heard in my life. And with that, go about your night, go about your day. I'm gonna curl up in bed and watch a movie like a real little kid and do the best I can. Till mañana, you know I love you, love each other, life is short, be good to each other. Back tomorrow from Tijuana. Adios, amigos.